dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career, Shady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
This off of football smack, man. And you want you on Life and Dust Live, Hot to Dust Monday. And this is the football kickoff edition where we are talking about something that's happening around the league and the kickoff week of NFL record from Saturday. Yeah. So I'll be talking about something cool. I'll be talking about the scores. Talking about some of the crazy stories going on in the industry, going on in the league right now as well. And of course, you all can call in, stop this smack, and just rep the team, man. You can call in at 347-202-0389. You can call in, talk smack, or even talk about the topics you have going on today. All right. So, man, first off, speaking of triumphant moments, big up to the video, man. It was pretty fun. Got the chance to hang out with one of my favorite supporters. He was also been in media camp as well. Got to my girl, Hey Danielle. Big up to you. Really appreciate it. And she came out way. She's originally from North Carolina, but she was here all the way from Kansas to Houston. She's a special place now. So, big up to her being a Texas resident. That music. Talking about that music. So, yes, we'll be going in today about the scores. Again, we're going to the scores and about some of the crazy stories around the league. First off, before I get started, I want to just talk about my Cowboys. My Dallas Cowboys. It just is heartbreaking. Tony freaking Romo. I'm going to break down each piece of them part by part. First start with Tony Romo. It's starting to look like the nightmare from past, man. We're starting to see interception Romo, man. It's just ridiculous. Three interceptions yesterday, which led to, of course, positive points. So, I don't know what to say about that, man. Then a fumble. They had a freaking fumble that led to a freaking touchdown as well. Inexcusable, man. It's just ridiculous to continue to see this stuff that's going on that we just giving points away. And it's not even just on offense. We got different on defense. Because really, if you take away the stupid turnovers, and so let's say we had three turnovers, and that resulted in huge turnovers at that, which we ended up giving up points. And kind of put it all into perspective of what happened. Those are like, what the heck, to 17. So three of those touchdowns came from us being stupid. Three of them. Now, the people that score, but when you just do stupid stuff, it's ridiculous. So you do the math there. If you take away those turnovers, the game would be actually 7-17. So you take that away, Cowboys, you go over to win. We cannot afford mistakes. Because really, I mean, like I said, it's not even and yes, they did score on offense because the ones that didn't just run straight into the end zone from on defense from our stupid mistakes, they ran, you know, they took a couple of plays, Colin Kaepernick and the boys doing what they do best is throwing the heck out of the ball and running the heck around us and making us look like some freaking schoolboy idiots. That's exactly what happened. So, again, Cowboys, don't know what's going on, but get it together, man. Get it together, Tony Romo. Wow. Defensive line, wow. Defensive line, man. And they had blown Cowboys have blown coverage. This was ridiculous, the blown coverage that was going on yesterday. I will say this. Michael Sam. I hope you enjoy being on the practice team, because if they think the way I think, it's time for you to start playing. You know, we let all these other folks get their little shot and try to show up in defense. So it's your chance, man. I remember I distinctly said by game 3, Michael Sam will be playing. So you know they're probably not going to put Michael Sam out there right away in this upcoming game. But I have a great, great feeling. Great feeling. These teams keep playing the way they are. My prediction is going to be right of game 3. We will see Michael Sam out on the defensive line. Because that was ridiculous. Frank Gore embarrassing the crap out of us. The rookie just making us like some schoolboy chumps. This is ridiculous. So, again, Cowboys don't know what to say. San Francisco came and embarrassed the crap out of Dallas Cowboys here at home. It hurts like crazy because it's one thing to lose, but when you lose the same exact ways that people make fun of your team for the most, it is annoying. In the hands of Tony Romo, we got the interceptions. Sir, preseason over. This counts now. Stop playing like you're in preseason, like you can fiddle around and figure stuff out. We done figuring it out. It's time to win. All right, so what we're going to do, we'll go to music. We'll go to a quick song break. We come back. We'll be talking about some of the scores. You'll also be taking some of the calls because today on the show we'll be getting out 5 free annual subscriptions to Human Cameras Magazine. Simple as that. All right, so here we go. We're going to go ahead and go to some music, man. I'm still hurt. There's nothing worse than to continuously see your team get beat down. And in the words of my boy Trey Capone, same old thing.
My name is Trey, very nice to meet ya. Had to come and greet ya, I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, for some good and reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replies, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down, down. It's just the same old question today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
She said, first
my crew, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a princess, stroke and good, no needing to knock on wood, I'm knowing misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, I'm in plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some things. See, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Hey. shoes off, did a 10 to 9, and I just wanna cool off. I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride. I said, I just wanna ride, I said, I just wanna ride. And this one for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that. Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill. Do we be tripping off these people? And do they get the best of me? And do you think I lose my sleep? They just be moving when I say, I said, okay. I know I am the shizzy. People wonder how I do my thing, cause I be living. I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. I just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling.
The stuff we got left up on the plate for now. First, we're going to go in on the scores, which is only one game that doesn't have a score yet for this week, which is the Chargers versus the Cardinals, the only game that you want. So you, I will tell you now that right now the game is the Cardinals 0 to the Cardinals 3, the Chargers 0. So that game will be going on. It still will not be over by the time the show's off, so we won't have the final score for that during the show. But let's go ahead and get to the other score, shall we? Let's hit it, Maestro.
All right. So this week's score, we got Seattle Plumbers, the other factor, 36-14. In the season opener on Thursday night. And then New Orleans and the Falcons go head-to-head in an overtime game that leads to the Falcons winning thanks to an idiotic mistake they have on the Saints, where somebody fumbled the ball, dropped the ball on the carpet. Don't drop the ball on the carpet. You guys, the Bengals pull a win off against the Ravens, with the Ravens definitely coming to step later on, one of the big stories in the NFL, 22-15. Buffalo wins overtime, another overtime game, which was crazy. And with a full goal, of course, Buffalo 23-20 versus Chicago Bears. Washington losing 6-17 against the Texans. Over the fallen J.J. Watt is back, baby. You got the Titans fans, the Titans acting a freaking fool, 26-10. Again, yes, yes, the Kansas City Chiefs lost. Oh my God, it's crazy, Kansas City Chiefs. I gotta get together. Here we go. He goes one of the big shocker for some people. The Patriots lose 20-33 against the Dolphins at home. Not as Patriots on, but you know, all the snowflake and all that got my hand. All right, the next score we got, the Raiders barely lose 14-19 against the Jets. And that's over. And they pulled some razzle-dazzle, man. Shout-out to Michael Vick. Shout-out to my boy Geno Smith. They're pulling some razzle-dazzle on you. Two quarterbacks upset. Y'all, some sneaky son of a guns. All right, so that was our first half of the scores. Time for the second half of the scores. Listening to my Cowboys. All right. Next up, we got Philadelphia Eagles. Embarrassed. Hold on. Pause the music. Because we got to stop for that. While it was one of the games I watched pretty much from beginning to end. Philadelphia Eagles, 34-17 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, a lot of people, you know, they say, well, the Jaguars are going to lose because they're the Jaguars, blah, 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 blah. But, wow, man. If you watch the first half I watched, you're like, the Eagles look terrible. Nick Foles is getting embarrassed. It looks freaking ridiculous. Two interceptions in the first half. It was ridiculous. He was looking like Tony Romo. But then they pulled some magic that they had and went 34-17. 34-17, people. Wow. It just goes to show that's why they have halftime, because things happen after halftime. All right, hit the music back again, please. All right, so this bird pulled a stunt against the Cleveland Browns. In my John Green voice, shot his hand there. So that must be him, the play with Ryan Hoyer in between. And score was up Pittsburgh 30, Browns 47. The Minnesota Vikings embarrassed St. Louis Rams. God, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. They ain't lost in breath for the season. Then just got their second three quarterback. He gets hurt. He has to get put out. So they put the third string quarterback in. What is going on over in St. Louis? I don't know. First, you got Fuzzy the Fuzzy's again going on. Over there in Missouri, now that's going on. Everything's just falling apart. Of course, the Cowboys, my Cowboys lost 17-28 against the 49ers. So give me a call next time. Carolina Panthers, without them, 20-14 against the Buccaneers. Let me finish the Tennessee Buccaneers. Make your gift together. No, it's a bad game. Denver wins in the Saturday night football game. 31-24 with the Colts. They were 15 in Denver. They could have put the game away like they were supposed to, because they were whooping the crap out of the Colts. But the Colts, they almost had it. Detroit, just watch that game. Shot to Calvin Johnson, give me a bunch of fans points. Woo-woo, 35-14 against the Giants. And the only game we're waiting for to score is the Cardinals and the Chargers. That game is starting zero. Dang, man. I think I timed that perfectly. Perfectly. I wouldn't even look, you know, I already put a timer on. My brain just knows how to do it. All right, so we're going to check the phone lines. I see we got a caller. Let's see, we got a caller from, I know this is from Funky Town. Who we got?
You know who this is.
Oh, Lord. Hello, Goldie. What's up? Welcome to the show, Goldie. Welcome to the show. We almost forgot how your voice sound here at Death Spark Radio Network.
No. I'm not going to try to I'm not going to try to give you any hugs and pats on the back, because luckily you're being nice when you're talking about my Eagles, but you weren't so nice yesterday.
Of course not. You know, I'm merely a reporter right now. You know, I have to be semi-unbiased. So other than that, yeah, you know, I would have been talking trash. Go ahead. Now you want to talk about your Eagles. Go ahead. Talk about your Eagles.
I shallot. Yes, I make that word up. I shallot. I shall let y'all do all the talking about the Eagles and us just show up and do all the work.
I'm just disheartened. Well, after the Giants lost today, if today was a reflection of the playoffs, you say who would be the division winner? It would be, for the NFC East, it would be the Philadelphia Eagles, who is the only team in division that won this weekend.
You say what?
If the playoffs started today and they would pick division winners, the Eagles would win the division because they're the only team in the NFC East that won their football game this weekend.
Well, I won't jump that far ahead because we are a team that seems to upset at the wrong moments. But I do have pride, and I know that we'll make it pretty deep off into the season this year. And hopefully the Cowboys will too, so that we're able to make it go down to the last game of the season for the division winners.
Here's the thing, though, because I love, you know, everybody just hates the Cowboys so much that they're not coming for your boy Eli Manning enough for me. Because Eli Manning, he played a, I don't know what he who he was playing. You know, they went through all the Stevie Wonder posts for Tony Romo. They're not doing it. You got to call it both ways. I don't know who the heck he was throwing to. It was just ridiculous stuff. Eli Manning did not look like himself today. He started showing little glimpses of, oh, maybe, just maybe, so you're saying there's a chance. Well, they got two touchdowns and points, and of course, extra points, but that's about it. Because 35 points from the Lions is ridiculous. Calvin, my boy Calvin Johnson, was out there acting the fool, giving me fantasy points just like I like, which, by the way, I won fair and square in fantasy. Always remember this, people. Make sure you have a well-balanced team, in which I'm kind of hurting because most of my team are 49ers. That's going to hurt me in some parts of the season. But have a well-balanced team where your team can end up playing three. That your whole entire fantasy team has at least one player playing like every day to those games, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. I didn't have it for Thursday, but I did it for Sunday. I had a lot on Monday. I had one for every team that played on Monday. That was what I found amazing.
Yeah, I think people like to. I think people mainly focus on the Cowboys and their team if we're in the same division, because y'all have been branded as America's favorite team, and of course, the person who's not a Cowboys fan does not agree with that label. So of course, y'all are going to be the first pick people that we come for. So it's only right.
And I'm going to go into a topic that's football-related, yet not football-related.
Lord.
Yes, I know you're probably tired of talking about it, but yes, since it is a kickoff seat, I am going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, today I want to say, wow. So Joan Rivers died this weekend, but wait, there's more. Another person died this weekend, in which I just ate from their restaurant on Saturday. The owner, excuse me, the founder of Chick-fil-A, S. Truett Cathy, dies at 93.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It was like, it's ridiculous. I mean, it was just crazy to see because he's that mad. He died early this morning. And I was like, what? He did. I just literally went and got me a number four. I think it's number four. 12 count nuggets with value size of fries with lemonade. yes. Oh my God, man! It was crazy to see that day he lost. See, he lost that he died, wasn't it? So, man, just a rest in peace to you, man. And you know, one of the things is, I talked about this today. I'm at work. I was cracking people up. I was talking about how one of the greatest memories that most people have about Chick-fil-A is
not open on Sunday.
Yes, thank you. You already
I was just about to say, to make the situation light, they should come out with a new policy to where they're open on Sundays.
Now, see, that's the thing. They did it would not be a good look because I read a whole article before.
It's because of church, you know, church people being able to go to wherever they practice their religion at on Sundays and, you know, stuff like that. So I get it. But like I said, it was, you know.
Well, I mean, it's a whole lot of stuff that he said. Like, for instance, they, you know, because especially, you know, having, because they're big about scholarships, too, and they wanted the chance, they wanted the young employees to have a true day off during the weekend and, you know, not having to come to work after Saturday night and all that. So that's one of their big things, too. Like, church was a big proponent, but it was a huge amount of things just compiled into one. So, man, hey, man, some chicken nuggets, man. Shout out to them chicken nuggets. Shout out to the barbecue sauce, dipping the waffle fries in the barbecue sauce. Y'all want to know how that's how you eat a Chick-fil-A waffle fry. Dump that mother barbecue sauce. Boy, I sound so hungry right now. Hey, let me stop. People are like, this dude here. All right, so, of course, you know I was going to bring this topic up. And then you said, but yes. I got to bring, especially, I'm glad you called in because you're a woman. So I get to definitely get a woman's point of view from it, too. And that, as of today, first time or from earlier than today, TMZ released a video of what happened in the elevator, and it was ridiculous.
And we're not talking about Beyonce, people.
No, we're not, because I'm going to quote something about that too. Wait till Brian posted it today. I was put up a little earlier about that too. But it wasn't a joking one. You know, some people are like, well, what's the joke here? No, it was a serious one.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I, you know, I'm just telling some listeners that like to listen, try to see what I think. But no, so yeah, it was just interesting to watch that all play out because, wow. Let me remind you, because Jay-Z did it best. Before I go into a little more, Jay-Z has a quote they had where it says, Jay-Z could have easily been Ray Rice. Same setting, slightly different situation, just a different breed of man. One who was able to hold his composure instead of resorting to one's lower self. They laughed at Jay-Z when he held his composure, yet he has all of his endorsements and still maintains a good image. So we sit back, and that's what I'm gonna call the, you know, people gonna be like, man, this dude here from the great spin this all the way. But let's call the pot. I'm going ahead and speak on something, and I know, like, because mainstream radio, a lot of people don't get to say they want to say, but welcome to Life That Does Live. That video that I saw, I'm going to go in backwards order. That video of Ray Rice, I give him no pass. No pass for doing what he did. That was ridiculous. If a woman was coming at you swinging and do whatever, but I've dealt with before, put them goddamn hands up in the air and block the hell out of them hits. Try to calm her down because it's not worth it. In the end, you're always going to lose. You're going to lose if you act a fool. You're going to lose. There's no, hey, she was beating me down. Unless some woman was coming at you with a knife or a gun, now I give you a reason that I don't care if people might try to spin that some type of way, but if a person coming at you with a gun or a knife, and you're not trying to kill nobody, you're going to have to defend yourself then. I give you full pass to do it. And if somebody wants to go around and act messy and say that, yeah, I don't condone men doing whatever, if a woman's coming at you with a gun or a knife, there is no blocking no freaking gun or knife. You got to do some kind of restraint to try to stop them from doing what they're doing. So, no. But what he did was inexcusable. Dude, you know clearly that you overpowered that woman. You are a professional football player.
Mm-hmm.
And if you thought that you had to use that much force to stop a woman from hitting you, you are freaking ridiculous. This dude put her to sleep. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now. And then he dragged her out like a piece of trash at the elevator, like she was just some freaking trash bag or something. It's just ridiculous. That was ridiculous. And I'm going back up to the Beyonce Solange Jay-Z elevator scene. Solange was acting a freaking fool swinging at your boy Jay-Z. Acting a fool. And you saw she was coming further and further. He just kept deflecting the hits. That's what you do. You know that you especially use the lines, Jay-Z. Deflect the hits, man. Deflect the hits. You did the right thing, Jay-Z. You did the right thing. People made jokes about it because, you know, people just do that. Anytime a big story happens, they're going to make jokes about it regardless. But in the end of the day, you did the right thing because you were in the similar elevator scene. You were in the similar situation, and it was ridiculous. And you handled that very well because you could have resorted to the same way that Bray Wyatt did, and then that would have made you look bad. So, bravo, bravo, bravo. So
now,
I'm gonna throw that to you. What's your take on that, Goldie?
Okay, well, because some of your listeners don't know me, I have to give them my background before I give this statement because I don't want no female or if she's a bitch, I don't want no males, no crazy niggas, none of y'all, trying to contact me on Facebook, on my Twitters or nothing because of what I'm about to say. Now, if y'all don't know me, I come from a background of having been sexually assaulted. I have, throughout my whole entire years of school, because I was the tallest female and stuff like that, like, I wouldn't even say just domestic, but just dudes, period. Like, just period. I had dudes, like, think it was just okay to hit on me, like, all day. Like, I have so many stories from so many different people that something was just okay to just swing on me and stuff like that, which is, you know, I don't know. It just leads up to certain stuff. And then I've been in a certain relationship where one altercation that I had, the person decided to hit me, and then it all went down south from right there. And so with that being said, I understand the background. I understand the seriousness of it, and I understand that the way I feel about the whole situation is totally different from how other women feel about it. So with that being said, I'm going to address the people that are comparing all of these situations to other situations. because though I agree with the whole Jay-Z, and, you know, people comparing it to Chris Brown and stuff like that, at the end of the day, we're not going to excuse anybody because Chris Brown, let's be clear, Chris Brown lost one endorsement off of him beating the shit out of a person that everybody loved. We don't know this guy's wife from a can of paint, but Chris Brown beat on somebody that the whole America loved, and he lost a gum endorsement. And after 6 months to a year, everybody was hollering, oh, you know, well, it's about the music, it's not about this and this and that, and it's not about this and this and that. With Jay-Z, though he has never hit Beyonce, and nor did he hit the lounge in the elevator, everybody seen the video when Jay-Z hauled back and punched a bitch in the face backstage. But has Jay-Z still been able to go out on stage and rock a crowd and do all this extra shit and people not say nothing? Yeah. But, and people tell, when I had this conversation where I posted on the forum earlier, the same stuff that I'm saying, somebody brought up the point, well, black, more specifically, black people look up to people that are football players, athletes and stuff. I said, I don't know what generation you're talking about. Maybe you're talking about my generation. But every dude that I see wants to be Mijos and Soulja Boy and Jay-Z and stuff like that. Everybody want to rap. So the very same people that y'all not worried about and it's just their music and stuff like that, it's okay for them to hit hoes because that's what they rap about. Like, fuck these bitches, these hoes ain't loyal, shit like that. But because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry like the NFL, we like, fuck that. I don't know this lady. I barely know him because I barely like football. Like, it's people that don't like football at all and stuff like that that's just speaking on a certain situation. And so it's just kind of like, I do not stand for the violence part of it at all. I agree some action should have been taken. Maybe, you know, sitting out for a season or, you know, going to jail, hell. But in the same standard, everybody, if you're going to stand for him being okay with him losing his contract and his well-being, why can't y'all say, oh, well, he's a good football player, so don't take away his occupation. Send his ass to jail for what he does domestically. Send his ass domestically, his ass to jail, so he can go sit out and do what he did domestically. Don't fuck up his career because of it, because y'all gonna go to bat and still post how Chris Brown is the sexiest nigga on earth and how y'all let him beat up your
case.
Y'all make jokes every day about how you're Chris Brown a bitch, or how, you know, fuck Rihanna, I'll let him Chris Brown me any day and all this extra shit. Like, y'all okay with that. But because most of you females are unfamiliar with certain football players, or that y'all only know that football players make certain amounts of money, like, it's atrocious, some of the shit that's coming from both sides of the fence. The bitches that's like, oh, well, bitch, she messed up a cash cow and, you know, all this type of stuff, and now she got to suffer. Like, I think none of that shit should be related. None of that shit should be related. If you don't relate it in any other field, it should not be related in this field either. Though it makes the whole industry look bad, you have to reevaluate what you're putting out in every industry. So though I don't accept it and do think all of the action should be taken, I think that when we put people in the public eye, because I guarantee you half the people that's debating now could give a fuck about this nigga, you know, beforehand. So
they'll
now
probably
get
some shit them damn selves.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of everybody's wanting now to see the public eye because of it.
Did you see that Columbus Short was one of the people who commented, who had a nerve to pot calling the goddamn kettle black?
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy because it's a lot of comparisons, and especially from people that have done it themselves. So, like, you saying, oh, you deserve the this and this and this and this and this and that. Like, well, bitch, I hope you're going to be sitting next to him because you didn't get it too. So, like, I don't know. I feel as though he should get punishment, but us as people that are the commentators and the people that are the pressure to the industries that make people take people off of the contract, because I'm pretty sure the NFL at first wasn't going to do shit about it. They was going to wait till they swept it under the rug because he only had to sit out two games. Was it two games and something?
But he lied. He told Roger Goodell a certain story. He spun it, and then he only admitted other stuff once the video was out. I think ultimately that's what got. I think if the video came out originally, and he would have been honest. I don't think he would have gotten some. I think he would just got suspended for the season. I think that's what would have happened. The fact that he lied, that's what caught him. That's what got him caught up. Because they made that very clear that he lied. That was the main problem Brian Cattell had with him. You know, Raven may have released him, period. There's a video, but I think more so about is the fact that he lied about the situation.
But even then, like, if it looked bad, period, it should have looked bad, period. There's no way I'm going to take a man's word for it when I know what it looks like. How about you under review and you permanently, you know, are you temporarily are suspended until everything is cleared and everything like that? But which wasn't the case because the NFL was waiting for America to just shut the fuck up and forget until somebody leaked this fucking shit to TMZ. And then now it's like, damn, well, we can't excuse that shit. We going to be fucked up as a whole.
Yeah, because, you know, because did you see the press conference back in July 24th, I want to say? It was like with the two of them, or it was a little early in that, excuse me, where him and Janae Palmer, his wife, whatnot. She was apologizing for her part.
And it made it sound like he was the victim.
And that was part of the problem is, and that's why they felt more so acting like you said, they try to do that. And so this is why they're doing it. They tried to play America. And now they're trying to find a way to, oh, I don't want to look completely bad. Especially after he put out that new policy about domestic violence, so he had to come clean about it.
And even then, like, I can understand a push. I can understand, you know, like a shake or something from both sides, like a push, like "Ooh, get the fuck out of my face," or something along them lines. But you call back and spit on a man. Like, I'm sorry, you put bodily fluids on a man. And he reacted the most horrible way. He should have got his ass out of the elevator and said, look, you know what, I'm at like 100 right now. This bitch spit on me. Like, you can't hit me, you spit on me. They both were terribly wrong, but he was worse. You know, he was a lot worse. Because I don't care who you are. Unless you my mama and you getting some ash off of my forehead with your fingers, ain't no reason why some urine, some saliva, any of that should be contacting my body unless it's in the region that they're supposed to be contacted on. I'm just being honest. So, I mean, his anger, I believe he needs to go to anger management. A, that should be the first step. Our jail, B, anger management, and C, yes, I believe he needed to lose his career. He needed to lose out on something because that's what he loved. But, you know, like I said, it's fucked up because, yeah, we can say this, but for everybody else, it's excusable. It's excusable because I like Take You Down by Chris Brown, so I want to hear some new Take You Down shit. I want to hear some new Take You Down shit. So fuck that he beat up Rihanna. Rihanna probably provoked him. She probably was being
James Brown abused his wife. You watched the James Brown bio clip. It's a lot that's going on. And that's what I agree completely. That's the double standard is a lot of nonsense. And it's just, why do we continue to pick and choose? And then don't get me started about the NBA. That has nothing to do with this situation. But yet again, speaking of double standards, we got another racist idiot. Is it going to come to light that, I mean, because now we're starting to see that conspiracy why this vote never happened. Because now another owner is racist, being out of line. This is ridiculous.
The Atlanta team, correct?
Yes, Atlanta Hawks. The racism is, especially, you know how people always say about Backwoods, Georgia. You know how they always say about that. And something like this to happen. It's like every time you turn your back, man, I don't know what it is, but this past, I mean, it just goes to show that I continue to say this. Racism is not dead. That mother's on freaking life support. There's always some idiot way to rewrite back into it.
That's just like, this is something that it's not on topic with this, but it's relevant. I was watching Buzzy the Body's YouTube channel, and she did a video about, going back to relaxing her hair. And so, you know, some girls were like, no. And then, like, out of nowhere, this fucking white girl post, or a Caucasian girl post, and she was like, I believe that all women, no matter what color or race you are, you know, because she said, Buffy said something about her hair being unmanageable, and the black girls were chiming in saying, you know, it's fucked up that through the years we've come to know our hair is unmanageable because of blah, 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 which I totally disagree. That's neither here nor there. I'll talk about that another time on another show. But, you know, the lady was like, it's plenty of races that feel that their hair is unmanageable and they wake up and they hate their natural hair. So if you want to throw on a weave or not, you know, if that's the skin that you're in, you're fine. So here come the black girls, you know, here come the black girls. They are, we do not need the permission of a white woman to wear our hair and weave and da-da-da-da-da. If I want to be a natural, I shall be a natural. And, okay, at first I was like, damn, they coming hard for her. But then the more she started talking, the more she was like, I'm giving y'all approval to wear this damn, wear these naturals and wear this weave and wear these perms so that you can have hair that's like mine. And she kept saying the more that she commented, the more of the, like, ignorant racism, like she wasn't even knowingly being racist. And so, you know, like, it's kind of like, it's kind of like when you see somebody different, not even racist, not even on race. You see somebody different or different looking. If it's not a pleasing different looking to you, 9 out of 10 in your back of your head, you like, So why would we think after 100 and something years of the initial slavery release, why would we think that it's okay? Like, why would we think that it's gone? Like, why would we think that it's gone? If I can't look past somebody that looks like me with a big-ass nose, why the fuck would I expect a white lady whose mother hated all black people with big-ass noses? Why would I think that that's gone? Because it's illegal to have slaves now. Like, why would I think that that's gone? So it's inexcusable. I don't expect a white person to like me. Hell, I barely expect somebody of my own race to like me.
Hello.
So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's a whole nation of folks that are pretending like shit doesn't exist just so they can get on or get by. It's like the white lady who works over all the black people. I don't hate blacks until one of them pisses you off. And then black people are the subject of their dinner table. Or when it's one white person that has an attitude, she always seems to have an attitude with black people, the white person is the subject of our dinner table. It's not necessarily racism. It's noticing differences though our anger stems from slavery and the, you know, the stuff that we went through, you know, the whole thing of racism, we don't just hate, we don't just talk about white people, we don't just talk about black people, we don't just talk about Indian folks. It's every different race. Once you are able to distinguish them, it's just like everybody thinks everybody Spanish is Mexican. Once you're able to distinguish a certain group of folks, then it's like you have something to say about them if they have something to say about you. So racism is never going to die, because at the end of the day, you always know what a stereotype is. It's never going to go away.
I do probably, because I'm so done with the very right situation. I think it's pretty clear how I feel about that. And this whole race, these racist owners crap. But I just want to make a poor announcement on a light note. You know, some people are like, oh, okay. I'd like to, in honor of it being a football-related show today, I'd like to blow a whistle. And let you know today what I'm blowing a whistle on and throwing the flag out on today, Goldie.
What are you blowing a whistle on?
Pretty face challenges. I'm putting a matter of fact, I'm throwing a red flag out. Come challenging y'all from playing these pretty face challenges. Some of y'all, I'm need y'all to quit playing, quit doing this. Y'all just setting it up.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like some funny looking folks that's like I call out such and such and such and such. Like it's like four out of five of them are funny looking too. So it's kind of like, I've seen like maybe one picture. I was like, oh, those are pretty pictures. Because it's not even that the person is ugly. I've seen a bunch of ugly ass pictures.
Yes.
Because even then you can see ugly people take cute pictures. Not necessarily saying they look cute in the picture, but they take a cute picture. I haven't seen a pretty face challenge of people taking a cute picture yet. But I guess
here's my thing. Oh, God. Renato must be listening. He said, have I heard the pussy lips challenge?
Oh, yeah. The one where they grab their lips and put it in the camera.
Okay. All right. But, I mean, what's all these thought challenges?
Yeah, it's a thought challenge.
This is ridiculous.
No, there's a ball head challenge or something that I seen earlier where, and this is where it's fucked up at, because it's not grown-ass women. It's grown-ass women posting pictures of their kids saying basically the challenge is to, I guess you have to pull your hair to see how long it is. The challenge is, the bald head challenge is to pull the hair to see how long it is. And whoever has, if you not a bald-headed baby, you don't have no bald-headed babies, post a picture of them. Like, what the fuck is the bald head challenge? Why are y'all doing this shit?
It's another thought challenge. People being thoughts, man. It's ridiculous.
Like, what the fuck is the bald head challenge? Why are y'all doing this shit? Get y'all life.
Get the heck out of here. That being said, I thank you for being my special guest co-host of the day, Goldie, checking in on today's show, because today was definitely interesting. And I know everyone's like, oh, man, you talk about love and hip-hop. Shoot, I can't talk about that because I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. But I will be in the moment.
I'm about to watch it as soon as I get off the phone.
So, yes, I'll be watching that and laughing my ass off. Because I know Mama D going to give me licensing in about an hour.
Yeah, that's all I'm waiting on. You know, they always got to have the person that sung the most sing in the sing at the end of the reunion. I don't want to hear
the AKA known as the person who was in the studio who actually got their music out.
Yeah, because I don't think I want to hear Quali Red sing either. It's not going to be auto-tuned, so it's going to be horrible. So, no.
Well, what was the other chick, the one that had a girlfriend there or something?
Kalina. But we didn't actually hear like a whole snippet of the song. I wouldn't listen to Heartbreaker, so I know what that sounds like, and I really don't want to hear Rashida. What do you got to say like that? What do you got to say like that? Like, I'm good on that. I'm good on that, too. I'm real good.
I know, because we know like the last season with that crap that was on BET. Nigga, my man, man.
Now, that song is amazing.
That song is that is a thought theme song, and they know it. All right, y'all, I'm about to go ahead and go because oh my God, one show I won't be watching is the one that's on now, Atlanta Exes.
Yeah, I ain't watching that. I'm good on seeing Usher's old ass ex-wife be extra a whole fucking hour. I'm good.
She just out of line. I hate looking at her. I watched one episode and I was done.
They showed her look psycho before court. It was rumors, and then, I'm sorry, but she's not disappointing by showing the stereotype that they put out there of her. So I don't know.
All right, y'all. We leave y'all with this, man. I'm reminding you guys that when you play for all you football players out there or potential people to be in the NFL, always remember this tip. If you're running and you plan to leap over somebody, make sure that you're going to make it over them. Do not kick them in the face. All right. That's my tip for the day. We're rolling on now. Reminding you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, oh, there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to an episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Teddy J, special guest, Goldie. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be giving you a free subscription, too. So we'll be out. Peace.